Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Paul Klegel Show. Brad Pollock and Rob Brovage in studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to talk to you every single Sunday about different accident-related and injury-related cases. On Saturdays, we have a call-in show that we talk to you about any topic. So if you're having a legal problem, we do that as a public service. On Sundays, we talk to you as a public service about your personal injury cases. We want to make sure you understand what your personal injury case is about. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, sometimes you've just been plain hurt, and we'll explain that a little later in this show. But sometimes you've just been plain hurt, you have the right to get some recovery. We're the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been around for 35 years, 40 years, somewhere in there. We've been in the Denver metro area serving injured people, serving injured victims. You can reach us at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or you can get us online at bellpollock.com. That's bellpollock.com. Or championsofthepeople.com. Our website will come up. It's an interactive website. You can check a number of the shows we do. We've been doing our Saturday show for at least 10 to 15 years. We've been in this show for about 7 to 10 years, somewhere in there. It's something we do every Saturday and every Sunday. And it's our personal injury business, and we welcome sitting down with you and talking to you about any case in which you've been hurt or you know somebody else has been hurt as a result of the negligence of another. We'll help you put together your personal game plan. We've trademarked that. We put together a game plan for you on what you need to do and how you want to approach your injuries. It's an important element of everything that goes on. We want to make sure that you're fairly compensated. We know there's a lot of law firms out there, a lot of choices. I think we've had an answering service, and we've been answering phones 24/7 for
well over 20 years.
There you go, for over 20 years. So this idea of, there's a lawyer there or there's a lawyer on call to talk to you about your needs, we've been doing that for 20 years. We just think it's an automatic thing. People glorify that and act like it's a big deal. We think it's an automatic thing that we should have somebody available to talk to you if you need to be talked to, or that you can leave a message and let people know that you need to be contacted. You can glamorize it, but come on, it's just common sense to be taking care of you. We've been handling DUI cases and alcohol or impaired driving cases for the last 30 years. No problem as far as representing with regard to that. Once again, it's a normal situation. If you've been hurt by a driver who is impaired when they're hurting you or when they're driving, you have a right to recover, and you need to be able to address the injury. We've talked to you before about if you want to know what your case is worth, if you want it valued, there are certain factors, Rob, you got to always consider.
That's right. That's right. On the first meeting, it's virtually impossible for us to tell a client what is the value of the case. There's so many factors to take into consideration, such as the treatment, the medical testimony, the medical doctors, what's the reputation, how long did you treat, what kind of procedures did you undergo, did you miss time from work, what are we going to be talking about for non-economics, we're going to be looking at what type of procedures you underwent, and how much this affected your life personally. Did it make it so you can no longer go back to your former place of employment due to your job restrictions? There's just so many different factors. When you get an attorney saying that they can value your case in one visit, it's just you want to stay as far away from that person as possible, in my opinion.
So you got to pay attention to what's going on and separate out the advertising from the truth, or separate out the advertising from reality. A lot of times we're not saying the advertising is false. We're just saying they're saying the same things, or they're telling you things that they're not explaining that, look, yeah, we can value your case, but it's going to take more than a decent valuation. It's going to take more than a first meeting. You don't even know what the other side's saying. You don't know what their position is. Yes, we do DUI cases. A lot of people do DUI cases. Somebody says they try a lot of DUI cases. Well, and they take them to trial. Well, that might be good or that might be bad.
That's right. There are certain cases that need to settle and should not be taken to trial. We'll be the first to tell you that a majority of our cases do settle, making it so we don't always have to go to trial, because in our opinion, in our client's opinion, it's the best thing on that particular case. It's not like that on every single case, but in a lot of times on a particular case, it is often better for the client to get it resolved prior to trial.
We'll go to trial if need be. And we've gone to trial many, many times. If we don't need to go to trial, we won't. We try and do what's in the best interest of our client and not worry about what we're going to be able to put on our next advertising promotion to any of you. We make sure that we represent the client and we do what's best for the client. Feel free to give us a call if you've been hurt, if you had a problem. We're happy to talk to you. We are coming up on the 4th of July. It's just a few days away. We all know on the 4th of July, there's certain things that happen. Certain things that happen include impaired driving. We represent people who are the victims of impaired driving. As we said, we will do what's best for you to make sure you're taken care of and you're protected. So that's the first thing. If you've been a victim of impaired driving, or if you end up being a victim, please give us a call. We'll put together a game plan for you. That's 303-795-5900. Check us at championsofthepeople.com. Also, I want you to remember that you can be the victim of other things on the 4th of July. People using illegal or inappropriate fireworks can cause personal injury to you. They can cause property damage to you. A lot of times the property damage stems into not just property damage as it relates to the person who inappropriately worked or used the fireworks, but also it can be as a result of the insurance company not paying a fair price to repair the car or the house that was damaged as a result of the fireworks. And Rob, we handle those cases.
Excuse me, we do handle those type of cases, and we'd be happy to speak with you at any time regarding that. That situation, if you have an issue with injury or damage to your property due to the fireworks or any kind of firework display, we definitely could help you out with that. Or if there's if you're injured as a result of an impaired driver, drunk driving, absolutely help you out with that.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what our topic is. It's actually a 2-week topic. We're going to be talking workers' comp this week and next week. It's an important area of the law. It's an important area that you have to understand. With construction having picked up, with the construction going very strong in the state of Colorado, with other businesses, we have a very vibrant business community. We have a very vibrant economy right now. A lot of people are working. And Rob, when people are working, we have work comp. And basically, what's the rule?
The rule is, if you're injured on a job, tell your employer immediately. And that's rule number one. That's probably the most important issue in work comp, is not to grin and bear it. Don't try to work through the pain. You just put your employer on notice that there's a potential issue here that you want to get checked out by a healthcare provider. And your employer at that point in time, depending on your location, will provide you with a list of at least 2 different doctors you can choose from. Now, work comp is a no-fault system, and this is kind of strange. In the no-fault system, you're entitled to benefits regardless of who's at fault in causing your injury. If it's a coworker, if it's another, if it's your boss, if it's your fault for causing your injury, you're still entitled to benefits. You're entitled to benefits without regard to fault. So if you're injured on the job, for the most part, you're automatically entitled to benefits. And that was the purpose of the no-fault system, was instead of forcing a claimant that's injured on the job to go through the legal system and prove who was at fault, meanwhile not getting any benefits, not getting medical treatment, not getting wage loss benefits, they would take a much longer to do that in a tort system, where they have to go to court and prove who's at fault. With the no-fault system, you're automatically entitled to benefits regardless of fault.
Now, every employer is required to carry work comp. So, you know, if your employer doesn't carry work comp, there's penalties there.
There are huge penalties. It's a 50% increase of all your benefits besides medical if your employer does not carry work comp. And then also there's going to be a hefty fine from the state of Colorado. And in some situations, they will shut down the business if the employer continues to refuse to obtain workers' compensation policy.
There are certain postings the employer has to give. So you can pretty much tell whether your employer has work comp just by looking and seeing if the postings are there to tell you that the employer has work comp.
That's true. And I know that sometimes you have to take whatever job's out there, but if at all possible, try to take employment with a firm that's going to have workers' compensation coverage, especially if you're in the physically demanding activities such as construction, because it does seem like this summer there's more construction than I think is usual.
And don't be afraid to report that employer. Report that employer. You know, if you have problems, contact us. We'll help you report the employer. If you don't know where to go, report the employer. And I say this not to have employers and businesses upset with me. I say this actually to reward the employers who follow the law. There are employers out there and there are businesses out there that pay their work comp premiums, that do what they're supposed to do. They've got you covered. They're following the law and they're making sure you're protected in the event you're hurt while on the job. You've got other employers that don't do that. Now, why in the world should we not be rewarding those people who get the insurance, who go through the expense and make sure you're protected?
That's what you have to do in terms of getting injured on the job. It's time for you to stand up for yourself, report it to your employer, get the medical treatment and all the other benefits provided under the work comp system.
Okay, as we said, this is a two-week show. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the basic elements of work comp. We're going to discuss if you've been injured in a car accident, how that works. We'll get into more detail next week, but this week's going to be very important when we come back to be able to discuss with you what exactly you're looking at when that car accident happens or when you're injured on the job. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You can contact us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rob Brovich in studio. We're talking to you about workers' comp. We're talking to you about the protections you have, about the rights you have. We're personal injury lawyers. The name of the firm is Bell & Pollock. We've been around for over 35 years. We've been representing people in the Denver metropolitan area throughout the entire state of Colorado. We have offices in Greenwood Village, in Denver, and in Steamboat Springs. We're happy to represent you with respect to any injury you've incurred as a result of the negligence of others. And as we're going to explain here in about 2 minutes or a minute and a half, the negligence or as a result of an injury you incur on the job, even when it's not the negligence of others, when it's just an accident that happens or an injury that happens. We're happy to represent you. If you need a representation, if you know somebody who's been hurt that needs representation, if you need to have your case looked at, we'll give you a legal game plan. Call us at 303-795-5900 or look us up on the internet, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Rob, let's talk a little bit about the basic work comp system. There are certain benefits you get and certain as a result of an injury or illness that occurs on the job.
That's correct. And remember, it's without regard to negligence. So if you're the cause of injuring yourself on the job, or if it's a coworker or your employer, you're still automatically entitled to benefits. Now, some of the most important benefit, in my opinion, are the medical. You are entitled to medical care and treatment, physical therapy, medication, all without any sort of copayment. No out-of-pocket expenses. Everything is covered 100%. That is a wonderful benefit, especially nowadays with health insurance being so expensive, and with doctor bills, the cost of healthcare is out of control as well. Now, in the work comp system, you're going to be provided a list of doctors. You choose the healthcare provider you think best suits your needs. And when you're provided that list from your employer, that's when you should have red flags going off, bells and whistles, to contact an attorney at the very, very least. Have the attorney listen, or tell the attorney what the names of the doctors are on this list. And that attorney, if it's a work comp, you want to find an attorney specializing in work comp. And that attorney should know what doctor they're more comfortable with you treating with as a result of the injuries you sustained on the job. So the medical is important. And listen, you can go and have a consultation with an attorney for free anytime you want. It can be by phone, it can be in person, whatever is more comfortable for you. But at the very least, speak to an attorney if you're injured on the job, just to have a good idea to know what your specific rights are. Now, I'm trying to explain some of the benefits in the work comp system, but you have to understand this is just framework. This is not any technical issue that I'm trying to explain today, but you're going to come across technical issues where it's going to require the expertise of an attorney. Not every case is going to require an attorney, but if you're faced with your employer denying that you were injured on the job, or if there's some other technical issue, legal issue that you think an attorney should at least take a look at, there's no reason why you shouldn't when the consultation is free.
What you've got to remember is that what's happening with that injury is it could affect your entire life. It's going to affect your work life. It's going to affect your home life. It's going to affect what goes on and what happens to you. It may affect your ability to work. You've got to be able to determine if you can get a steady flow of cash and money coming in. That's available through the work comp system if you meet the necessary requirements. And you know, as Rob said, you should get an attorney to talk to about putting together what the plan is. If you come into our office and talk to us, if you have a case, we'll tell you. A lot of times we'll tell you right on the phone. We'll be able to tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do. If you don't have a case, we'll also tell you, or how you should handle your case, or what you should do, or if you're in need of, if you should be using a lawyer or not. One of the things that I've always talked about in work comp is what kind of fools people a lot of times, especially persons who have been injured, is the final admission of liability. You get this little document in the mail that says it's the final admission of liability. Rob, what is that?
Well, towards the end of your case, there's going to be a document that arrives in the mail. It's going to be entitled the final admission of liability. If Pinnacle is your insurance carrier on your work comp case, and most employers in Colorado do have Pinnacle work comp coverage, the final admission is going to be pink. So at that moment, when you see that pink document, that's another moment in your brain where you should be considering hiring an attorney to at least take a look at the final admission and give you an idea of what you should be expecting down the road in terms of benefits. Now, if we want to back up for a second, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the benefits in the work comp system. So in a garden variety work comp case, you inform your employer you're injured on the job. Your employer shows you a list of doctors. You choose one of the doctors. You go see the doctor, and the doctor gives you restrictions to which your employer cannot accommodate. So at that point in time, wage loss benefits should be instated in your, with wage loss benefits through the work comp system, you get 2/3 of your average weekly wage. So they go back about 12 weeks, find out what your average weekly wage is, and that's, and then Pinnacle gives you a check for 2/3 of your average weekly wage. I say Pinnacle, I'm just used to dealing with Pinnacle. The work comp insurance carrier will give you a check for 2/3 of your average weekly wage until that doctor says you can return to work or that you've reached maximum medical improvement. Now, that maximum medical improvement is a term of art that basically means you're not 100% and you may not be able to go back to your former place of employment, but you're as good as you're going to be. You're as good as you're going to get. And at that point in time, you should receive a disability rating from your healthcare provider.
Okay, now, a lot of times I refer to work comp as being what I call the alphabet soup type practice, because they talk about TTD. Rob, you just described TTD.
I did. TTD, it's temporary total disability. That means that's what is referred to as wage loss. Temporary total is when you're unable to work and you should be receiving what are called TTD benefits, what I explained are 2/3 of your average weekly wage.
And, of course, the medical. And then you can have TPD.
That's if you're able to work part-time, and then you get 2/3 of whatever time you're missing from work. So I'll try to explain that a little bit better. So if you're only able to work 4 hours a day and you usually work 8 hours, you're going to get compensated for those 4 hours you're unable to work. So you're going to get 2/3 of the pay that you would have received for the 4 hours you're unable to work. That's temporary partial disability. That's TPD.
Now, what's important about that is your employer is going to get this responsibility, this information from the doctor saying, here's what this person can do and here's the restrictions. The employer will then have a choice. Can I find a job this person can do at my work or at my business that allows them to work these necessary hours or with these restrictions? Therefore, you're going to talk TPD, temporary partial disability, versus the temporary total if the employer says, I don't have any work for them that meets these restrictions.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if the doctor says, gives you limited restrictions, you can't lift anything over 10 pounds, you can't squat, kneel, and the employer basically states, look, I understand what the doctor's saying, and the doctor thinks you can work at least part-time with these restrictions, but I don't have anything for you. If the employer does not have any work for you due to the work restrictions, and the employer cannot accommodate those restrictions, you're going to be automatically entitled to temporary total disability, which is 2/3 of your average weekly wage. Now, I know it's not the best pay in the world, it only being 2/3, and it's difficult enough just to survive on your regular average weekly wage, but that is tax-free, so that's not a documented income that you have to inform the federal government about.
So your net pay may be the same amount that you get on both sides, depending on how much is being was being taken out of your check for taxes and withholding purposes. So what we're talking about now is you got to understand, when you get this final admission of liability, it seems like a good thing. It could be a bad thing.
It could be. What happens is you reach maximum medical improvement, and then the doctor gives you what's called an impairment rating. And our legislature created a formula to determine how much you're going to receive in permanent partial disability benefits based upon that impairment rating. This is another benefit. It's called PPD, permanent partial disability benefits. Now, if it's a whole person, which usually involves the neck or back, whole person impairment rating, that's going to take into consideration your age, your average weekly wage, and your percent of disability. Now, with a scheduled rating, which usually includes extremities, that's another equation created by our legislature that's going to inform you how much you're going to be entitled to based upon the impairment rating. So the final admission of liability, the document you're going to receive in the mail, which is going to be pink if Pinnacle is the insurance carrier, is going to identify a lot of major critical elements of your claim. It's going to identify how much the carrier paid in medical, how much the carrier paid in temporary total disability, how much they're going to pay in permanent partial based upon the impairment rating. Now, this, when you receive that final admission, there's so much information on there, you just have to contact an attorney at least to go over the final admission with you. Because if you do not object in 30 days, your case is, for the most part, could be completely finished, done, and you'd be unable to reopen it in some situations.
And you think it's great. Look, they're admitting liability. Look, they're saying they're responsible. Look, they're saying they're going to pay me. But the thing is what they're saying, although it's sounding like they're admitting liability, they may be actually not admitting responsibility and liability for parts of your injuries or parts of your condition that they should be paying.
That's exactly right. They're going to take a position on this final admission of liability. They're going to take a position on what they think you need for future medical. Now, the insurance carrier may take a position that is contrary to what your doctor's saying, and they may say right on that final admission, deny all future medical benefits. And then your doctor's saying in the future, you should get two physical therapy visits. You should be able to get injections 2 times a year. Now, if the final admission doesn't allow for that and you don't object, you're going to be out of luck.
So you really must get to a lawyer when you get that pink sheet. That pink sheet comes in. You should get to a lawyer earlier than that, but for sure when the pink sheet comes in.
Now, remember, it's not always pink. That's only if it's Pinnacle insurance carrier. But like I said, a majority of the employers do have Pinnacle in Colorado.
Right, when you get that final admission of liability. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're the only show of its kind, really. We do this show every single Sunday to talk to you about things that you need to know to try and protect you in advance before you come see a lawyer. But if you have any of these issues, you should come see us. You should call us, contact us. BellPollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, 303-795-5900. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is BellPollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Rod Brovich in the studio, talking to you about workers' comp, the requirement to have it, the benefits of workers' comp and what's available to you. Rob, in closing, what would you be telling people? What's your advice?
My advice to people is when you get injured on the job, you inform your employer immediately. And once you start treating or once you get that list of doctors to choose from, just contact an attorney. Find a reputable attorney and contact the attorney just to sit down for a 15, 20 minutes, half hour, however long it takes, to discuss your potential benefits through the work comp system. That would be my advice to everyone out there.
It's really important. People, can you opt out of work comp if you've been hurt by a third party? Yes. Can you? Do you have an ability to have some say in the selection of your doctor? Yes. Are these benefits and things you need to know about? Yes. How are you going to find out about them? You're going to listen to our show next week, because we're going to finish our work comp show next week to tell you about how this works in with that negligent drunk driver who ran into you while you're on the job, and where you want to go and what you want to do. In the meantime, it's 4th of July. Please, all of you, stay safe tomorrow. Stay safe throughout the weekend. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see, or you can listen to us next week, and we'll be there to give you your legal advice. Thank you for listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show.